Melbourne a man who probably knows more about poisonous snakes than anyone else on Earth. His name is Dr. Struan Sutherland, and he has devoted his entire life to a study of venom. "And I'm bored of talking about it," he said, when we went along to see him the next morning, laden with tape recorders and notebooks. "Can't stand all these poisonous creatures, all these snakes and insects and fish and things, wretched things biting everybody, and then people expect me to tell them what to do about it. I'll tell them what to do, don't get bitten in the first place, that's the answer. I've had enough of telling people all the time. Hydroponics, now that's interesting. Talk to all you like about hydroponics. Fascinating stuff, growing plants artificially in water, very interesting technique. We'll need to know all about it if we're going to go to Mars and places. Where did you say you were going?" Komodo. "Well, don't get bitten, that's all I can say. And don't come running to me if you do, because you won't get here in time, and anyway, I've got enough on my plate. Look at this office, full of poisonous animals all over the place. See this tank? It's full of fire ants. Venomous little creatures. What are we going to do about them? Anyway, I've got some little cakes in case you're hungry. Would you like some little cakes? Can't remember where I put them. There's some tea, but it's not very good. Sit down, for heaven's sake. So, you're going to Komodo. Well, I don't know why you want to do that, but I suppose you have your reasons. There are 15 different types of snake on Komodo, and half of them are poisonous. The only potentially deadly ones are the Russell's viper, the bamboo viper, and the Indian cobra. The Indian cobra is the 15th deadliest snake in the world, and all the other 14 are here in Australia. That's why it's so hard for me to find time to get on my hydroponics with all these snakes all over the place. And spiders. The most poisonous spider is the Sydney funnel web. We get about 500 people a year bitten by spiders. A lot of them used to die, so we had to develop an antidote to stop people bothering me with it all the time. It took us years. Then we developed the snake bite detector kit. Not that you need a kit to tell you when you've been bitten by a snake, you usually know, but the kit is something that will detect what type you've been bitten by so you can treat it properly. Would you like to see a kit? I've got a couple here in the venom fridge. Let's have a look. Oh, look, the cakes are in here too. Quick, have one while they're still fresh. Fairy cakes, I baked them myself. He handed round the snake venom detection kits and his home-baked fairy cakes and retreated back to his desk, where he beamed at us cheerfully from behind his curly beard and bow tie.